When voters in Allegheny County go to the polls this month, they will see the names of at least 14 candidates hoping to become a judge. Not every state elects judges, and 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports there is ongoing debate whether Pennsylvania should change its system.
While it's often difficult for parties to find candidates to run for other offices, it's virtually never a problem to fill the slate with lawyers looking to earn a seat on the bench. So why is that? Maybe retired Court of Common Pleas Judge Bob Gallo has the answer.
Let me just say this. Looking back on it, it's probably one of the great jobs that you can have in this country, being a judge. It's an honor, it's a privilege, because you're judging your contemporaries. And it's a grave responsibility when you do it.
But it's harder to answer the question, is the system we use in Pennsylvania the best system?
Well, I don't know. What's the alternative?
First, a primer on how we do it in Pennsylvania. At both the trial and the appellate level in Pennsylvania, lawyers run for a 10-year term as judge in partisan races, which means they identify as being a Republican, Democrat, or some other party. When their first term is up, they shed that party designation and run for retention, which means voters just say yes or no to their candidacy and there's no direct opponent. That's different from many other states where the governor or a special commission appoints judges. Some states mix appointments and elections. Some use nonpartisan elections. University of Pittsburgh Associate Professor of Political Science Chris Bono says there is no best way, but when picking a favorite, you should consider a few things, such as accountability versus independence.
We don't have life terms, so there is some accountability, whether the accountability is by reappointment by the executive or by re-election from the electorate. And so the question is, accountable to whom? Do we want judges to be accountable to the public, or do we think they should be accountable to the political elites?
Bono says another idea to wrestle with is political transparency versus non-transparency.
Given that politics infiltrates the process, would we rather have this out front, like an elected system where the judges can campaign and can tell the voters what the judicial philosophy is and the voters can make a choice? Or would we rather have them be behind closed doors where an appointing authority or a nominating commission makes that decision for the voters?
But how do voters know which candidate is best? Retired Court of Common Pleas Judge Stanton Wettick suggests when it comes to common pleas races, you should ask a friend with a special degree.
You probably know some lawyers that would have a somewhat good idea.
Wettick says ask the lawyer who lives down the street or the one who goes to your church. The Allegheny County Bar Association has a different solution. Association President Malayan Shannon Rothy says the association's Judiciary Committee interviews each candidate in Allegheny County and publishes recommendations.
The candidate has a lengthy application to fill out, and the interviews are very in-depth. And the people that, quite frankly, know whether or not this person is going to be qualified to sit on the bench are the members of our Judiciary Committee.
For statewide races, the Pennsylvania Bar Association issues similar recommendations. But that seems a bit like the fox being asked to guard the hen house.
I will tell you that it used to be a good old boys network. Having been a lawyer for over 30 years, I don't think it is quite as much anymore.
Pitt Professor Chris Bono says studies have found that when controlling for all other factors, minorities and women tend to get lower ratings from bar associations nationwide. He also finds that once someone becomes a judge in Pennsylvania, they are virtually always approved for retention. Bob Gallo says the retention race is not just a way to make sure judges get to stay on until they're forced to retire at the age of 75. It's a way to ensure they make the hard choices while on the bench.
You make 1,000 rulings. If you make one bad ruling, your opponent will bring that one case up, even though you did 1,000 good ones. So I think standing for retention is the best way to go once you're elected.
Bono says surveys find voters in states where judges are elected think it adds legitimacy to the position, even when they admit they are unfamiliar with the candidates. On the other hand, he says when he speaks in states where judges are appointed, residents are appalled that the election process would sully the post. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.